Now perform muraqabah. Muraqabah for purifying the heart, for cleaning the heart, is the most beneficial thing. The pious elders of our deen have stated that if anybody wants that his heart becomes clean and pure and is clean from the sins and remains clean from the sins and becomes illuminated, then the more muraqabat he performs, the more muraqabah he does, the more he will attain these things. This is a very great cure of muraqabah, a great result of muraqabah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his first ibadah, his first act of worship was muraqabah. In the cave of Hira, he had no other ibadah. This was his ibadah, this was his worship, that he used to turn his focus to Allah via muraqabah. So muraqabah is a very beneficial reality, great action. And the method of muraqabah is this, that the attention of the heart totally is turned towards Allah. And if you consider and understand that this is a practice, moving away from all other focus and attention, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا, with complete devotion. This is so one being in seclusion or isolation is such that a person sits in a place where there's silence. It could be the night time or such a place. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Then there's a further, you can say, loneliness or isolation when a person remembers Allah in silence. Then that silence increases, intensifies to this point, that in the heart the individual remembers Allah. And this is the real loneliness or seclusion or isolation. And then when it continues and increases, that no other thought should come or embed in the heart except for Allah. Except for Allah. So this feeling and emotion, if an individual attains it, it's attained via effort. You have to work hard to attain this. When you attain this, that every ibadah, worship of that individual then becomes nurani, illuminated, full of nur, and excellent. Because every action is linked, connected to the heart. And the whispers, negative thoughts, which is the biggest barrier, the waswas of shaitan, they start to finish and get eliminated. Everything becomes better and good. So muraqabah is the excellent and most best deed. And the tariqah to do this, our pious predecessors have said that first and foremost, you need to turn your attention and efforts to a wali Allah, a sheikh, so that you can sit in his company and learn muraqabah. Learn this education of muraqabah. Sohbat, company of the teacher, is a fantastic action. The example of this, a very unique one, the pious predecessor has given, that if you take a hen, a hen, and it lays eggs, doesn't it? It lays an egg, lays eggs. And if the child, the chick doesn't hatch from the eggs, it gives the eggs, lays the eggs, the chicken, but the generation has not come out of that egg. So the egg, how does it get hatched? Those eggs, the hen, the chicken, it buries them under its wings and it sits on top of those eggs. It sits on top of those eggs and protects them and gives the eggs its sohbat, its connection, its relationship. And after some time, such a beautiful effect of its sohbat, its company, the effect is that from the eggs, the chicks, they hatch, they come out. So the pious predecessors have said that this is the effect of sohbat, company, that when a student sits in the sohbat of his sheikh, when he sits in the company of a wali Allah and does muraqabah, then such great things emanate and result from that sohbat, ibadats and worship and marifat, nearness of Allah, connection to Allah starts to result. So just as without sohbat, without the company of the hen, the egg cannot hatch with the chicks. Same way, no student without sohbat, no individual without sohbat can attain any results. Sohbat is a desperately essential requirement. So we should do muraqabah, there should be the company of the sheikh, and after that there should be hard work. And what is hard work? What is effort? Effort, hard work, you can define such that just as the shaykh prescribes and explains, advises you to do actions and deeds, you implement them in that same way. That equals effort. For example, a shaykh, for your cure and improvement, says that you, if you do 1,000 tasbih of the name of Allah, then if he just does that 1,000 tasbih for that student, that is his effort and hard work. If he won't do 10,000, he won't do 100,000, rather 1,000 for that student equals effort and hard work. That's the definition. And he just has to do one action, that student, that the one who's working hard, making effort. What is that? That with steadfastness, regularity, he must do that 1,000. The action, the prescription that the teacher has given, he needs to do that regularly, exactly that way. And that equals effort. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. And for this, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنْهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. If you work hard in this way, then Allah Ta'ala promises that the doors of ma'rifah, Allah says, I will open for you, all of them. Look, the Quran is given this promise, isn't it? Those who strive hard in Allah's schools, Allah says that I will certainly guide them. So this is maraqbah. If we want to be pure and clean, to be safe from the whispering, the negative whispers, we want to please Allah, want to prepare for the grave, then this is the tariqah, the method that the Quran has explained to us, told us. Okay? And this is hard work, and this is the effort that you wake up in the morning, you pray Fajr. That was fard, that was compulsory. Then you wanted to work hard and get close to Allah, then you sat in dhikr, in remembrance of Allah, in the company of your sheikh, your teacher. This was a fard, alhamdulillah, but you did it. This is your hard work, your effort. And if you are punctual in this, regular in this, subhanAllah, then you draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, punctuality, regularity, listen to a point on this as well. Regularity, punctuality, consistency is such a thing that if ever an individual can't arrive, or he delays, or he misses a session, 1 or 2 days, or in between he disappears, or the nafs comes in between, and then he returns again after that, starts to come again, then the pious predecessors have said that even this is regularity, punctuality. Consider this as consistency. The nafs maybe grabs you, takes you off course, then you come back again, then you come back and sit again, start sitting in the majlis again, then after some time, the nafs grabs you, and then a day or two you disappear, then you come back again. Even this, the pious predecessor is not empty, this also gets included in punctuality, regularity. So look how Allah is so flexible with regards to His muhabbat, His love. But the individual doesn't move, because shaitan and nafs grab him, they don't allow him to practice. So do muraqabah. The method of doing muraqabah is pay attention to the heart, muraqabah. Your whole concentration and focus towards the heart. Keep it towards the heart. If thoughts are coming, wasawis are coming, negative whispers are coming, you think about home or a quarrel or a dispute. It happens, isn't it? When you start doing dhikr, you start thinking to disturb you, thoughts come. So don't worry about that. Don't let that put you off. Some people get put off by this and they leave dhikr because their thoughts are coming to them. They're saying, I'm not getting any benefit, or waswasa is coming, shaitani whispers are coming, or distractions are coming. So the pious predecessors have said with regards to this, that total benefit you are still acquiring. Don't leave dhikr due to this excuse. Make a complete intention. You've sat down and you've started to recite the name of Allah. Say the name of Allah. Total benefit there is for you in this action. Total benefit. The example of that, I'll give you a very good example. For example, you're eating. When you're eating, then don't the similitude of wasawis, that don't your thoughts go to different things whilst you're eating? You're thinking about this, you're thinking about that, but you're still eating. You continue to eat. So that food that's going inside you, is it not creating, giving you the vitamins? Is it not creating the blood? Is it not, that food is doing its full work and effect, is taking effect, isn't it? Totally it's going to your body. So if thoughts are coming, it doesn't matter, you still eat, you're getting the nourishment from the food, the benefit from the food. So now let's turn to the name of Allah. When you do dhikr of Allah and you're thinking of Allah inside you, will it not give you benefit? So there's no loss then. Let the thoughts come. Let the thoughts come. Doesn't matter what you're thinking in your mind, your brain, thoughts coming here and there. Keep removing them. Keep on ignoring them from your mind. Remove them, eliminate them from your mind, and start the name, saying the name of Allah. And that suddenly when you start doing dhikr of Allah, thoughts will come. You say, oh, thoughts are coming. Remove them, then do dhikr of Allah again. Remove them, start saying Allah, Allah again. And when you start doing that regularly, then such a day will come that the thoughts will completely be eradicated and just Allah will remain, the remembrance of Allah. And dhikr. Ya baqi, antal baqi. We say this, don't we? Everything is baqi. Allah's name is baqi. Only Allah's name is baqi. All arguments, issues, thoughts finish. Allah's name is everlasting. Alhamdulillah. So it's good hard work. Think about this. Focus towards your heart. And the attention of your heart should be towards Allah. How? That you keep repeating Allah's name. Just keep repeating Allah's name. Keep reciting Allah's name. Say Allah's name with love. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah Ta'ala said himself that the more you remember my name, I'm listening to you. I'm listening. I'm not just listening to you. I'm replying to you as well. I'm responding to you. What a fantastic point, eh? Fantastic point. The Quran is telling us this. The Quran. So with total belief, do this dhikr. Do muraqabah. It's a high grade action, high grade deed. Don't waste your lives, my friends. Don't waste your lives. Such great rewards there are in the dhikr of Allah is given for his dhikr in this hard work that a human being cannot imagine. Thousands, tens of thousands of miles from far, the pious elders used to travel to learn this dhikr, remembrance of Allah. This humble servant, this faqih sitting here, he also used to leave from here and present himself to the service of Hazrat Sahib, my teacher. 3,000 miles I used to travel to learn this name of Allah, and I did this. So I'm giving you my example. But I say that was not hard work, that was an effort. Today we're eating the fruits of that effort, you could say. We're eating the fruits that we're sitting here with peace and relaxing in the name of Allah, in the house of Allah, and saying the name of Allah. So don't worry, just keep working hard, make effort, we've got a path. Just stick to that path. Total, straight and honest path this is, alhamdulillah. This is that individual telling you who has followed this path, experienced this path, and who's attained benefit, alhamdulillah. And the Quran testifies to this, explains this to us. So work hard, make effort, don't waste time. And in this way, be punctual, regular. What? Morning and evening, take the company of your sheikh and the wazifas, the education is given to you. Then keep on following those lessons. That's it, end of story, alhamdulillah. The rest of what you have to do in your life, in the world, keep on doing that. So let's do muraqabah now. Pay attention to the heart. Focus totally towards your heart and turn the attention of your heart to Allah with love. Recite the name of Allah, the personal name of Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart with the Ismi Mubarak, Allah's personal name. Allah, Allah, Allah.